My other than bankruptcy is just broad and general, and my bankruptcy is not deep. So you have to bear with me. And I think that that's a good practice tip. If I were going to give you the most important practice tip of the day, is don't assume that we speak your language. I'm sure that Judge King and Judge Jones speak your language well. And there may be others. Judge Haynes may speak your language well, and I'm trying to say other people don't by not naming them right now, but you get the point. But so whenever you have something you're briefing before us, it's important that you give us the context for what you're talking about and that you don't just write in numbers. If you're talking about abuse, talk about abuse of the process. Explain it in words, because we don't deal in numbers all the time. And make sure you give us enough background of what the process is, and we're less likely to make errors. I know that may be a pain, that you have to be patient with us. I actually think the system works better that way, to have people with general law knowledge making sure that the bankruptcy law develops and follows in accord with the rest of the law and the code and the laws of America is a good thing, rather than having only specialized bankruptcy people at every single level of review. You may disagree with me. I know some people, when I first got on the bankruptcy bench, the first thing that they would say, first got on the circuit bench, the first thing they would say is, we need a BAP. And they would say, why don't we have a BAP? We want that. We don't think y'all know enough about our subject matter. Well, give us a BAP.